What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Friday. Once again, happy Friday, K-State Nation. December 20th, 2024. Another weekend is almost upon us here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen. Today, as I'm recording this in the morning, on this windy morning in Kansas City, football all the way to men's women's cross country. Cross country ended about a month and a half or so ago. But anyways, thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a listen. Well, I'm going to get right on into it here, folks. Rutgers, right? I'm going to start taking a look here. Be on the lookout on your feed, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, whether that's iTunes or Spotify. I want to take a look a little bit at Rutgers and how they got to the Rose Bowl. If you wonder why I'm talking about Rutgers, because that's who K-State's playing football. K-State's playing in the postseason. Of course, they got the college football playoff coming up this weekend. So I figure, let's see how Rutgers got here to this point. Of course, Rutgers, Scarlet Knights, used to be the Big East, ACC, I think for like a year, and then found themselves ending up in the Big Ten. Of course, 7-5 coming into this matchup. Of course, it's hard these days. Well, it's hard to kind of do some studying a little bit because of the fact that you don't know who's going to go into the transfer portal nowadays. It used to be easy a little bit. Well, I would say easier than it is right now, but how did Rutgers get to the Rose Bowl, which, of course, that's going to be out in Arizona, Chase Field, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks, next Thursday. So it's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be the day after Christmas. The Wildcats will be playing, but they destroyed Howard in the first game, 44-7, and then beat Akron, 49-17. So that's 40-plus points there for the Rutgers there. And then Virginia Tech. I mentioned a while back on one of the records of this podcast that I did see this team play. Well, I didn't see it. I watched this team play against – this is the game I was talking about. Virginia Tech, they beat Virginia Tech by 26-23. And then I also paid attention to this game a little bit. They knocked out Washington. Now, Washington, of course, won the college football playoff last year, of course. And has my quarterback starting QB1 this week for the rest of the season, Michael Penix Jr. Well, they beat. How'd I get there? hang on a second. What? I didn't press anything. Okay, there you go. Washington by 3, 21-18. And then here come the losses, right? You got Nebraska, their first loss. They're 4-0. To start off this campaign. And Washington, that's a good team right there, obviously. I just said they're coming off of that. They won the whole thing last year there. And then Nebraska, heartbreak, 14-7 in Lincoln there. And then they got destroyed by Wisconsin, 42-7 there at home. And then another backbreaking loss. So this Rutgers team that K-State's playing next week, this team could be sitting there at least maybe 8 wins. I'll probably give them 8 or 9 wins. These close losses, UCLA by 3 at home, losing to them. And then USC, West Coast trip, lost to them 42-20. And then they beat Minnesota 26-19. That's Minnesota's usually a pretty good competitive team on the football side. So Maryland, go on the road, you beat them 31-17 there. And then fall short of an upset bid against Illinois, 38-31. And then they're coming in here, actually. Oh, hang on a second here. Rutgers is actually coming in here winning 3 of the last 4 with the loss to Illinois at home. They destroyed Michigan State. Damn! 41-14, their last time they played. They destroyed Michigan State. So, this Rutgers team... a long time at Rutgers. Yeah, I'm gonna throw it in there. Sorry, back there and here. Obviously, Greg Schiano, second term around Rutgers team. They've been a lot more competitive, and this team is coming in there a lot, winning 3 of the last 4. K-State. Oh, by the way, has won two of the last four games. And then, of course, you got K-State, of course. You lose to Iowa State. Yeah, two of the last three games. Yeah, because they they destroy Cincinnati, right? And then you lose, I'm trying to think. Yeah, you lost to Arizona State. And so K-State's lost. If you want to rewind it back, three of the last four. Rutgers has won three of the last four. So the total opposites coming in this game. And you're Chris Klieman and this team, this coaching staff, you do not want to lose this football game. It's already a disappointing season. And you want to go into the offseason, into 2025 offseason, having at least some momentum. It's the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Sports. Eddie Gray here. Looking, take a look, a small look. We're going to take a small peek at Rutgers here this weekend into this matchup. The Rate Bowl. Rutgers is the opponent for Kansas State football team next Thursday, today after Christmas. A lot going on. Football, got the holidays, Christmas and all that, traveling and all that. So figure, you know what, let's talk about Rutgers for a little bit. Just give you a little sneak peek a little bit, what they're doing. But yeah, so these two teams are total polar opposites, right? So you, obviously K-State losing against Iowa State the last time they're on the football field, and K-State having multiple opportunities there to probably should have won that game. If you want to go back and watch the game, probably should have won that game there, because Iowa State almost gave them a Christmas present, really. And so it's just the fact that, look, I just said that you don't want, I just said, look, they're not a pushover. Used to be, but here lately, I think I want to say Greg Schiano. I don't want to get that wrong. But yeah, three of the last four games, impressive wins, really, for this Rutgers Scarlet team. And K-State, of course, last time around, let me see here if I can get the head coach here. Let me see. Yeah, Greg Schiano. Yep, Greg Schiano. He is the all-time wins leader in Rutgers, and is still going. So yeah, I feel like this is his second go-around. I think he's like, he was there the first time, got fired, and then came back, got hired. I think that's how his story goes. I have to go double-check that. But yeah, Greg Schiano, yeah, I feel like he's been there forever. He's turned that program around. K-State's going to have their hands full. And the last time we were in the bowl game, of course, we beat NC State a year ago. Avery Johnson, the beginning of his era. And so you're not going to have DJ Giddens already, because, you know, I did an episode on him last night. It's not up yet. It's not up yet, I don't think. I'll get it up this weekend. NFL Draft, Jacob Parrish. And I don't think he's playing either. So I do know Giddens is not playing in this bowl game. So that's already hit. You're going to have to rely on Dylan Edwards and Joe Jackson, which is not a bad 1-2 punch there, with the speed of Edwards and then Joe Jackson with the ability to get in the open space as well. And I don't know if Jacob Parrish 100% for sure is playing or not. He might be sitting this one out too. Of course, we're in the new day and age. We don't get to where we want to go. We want to sit out of the bowl game. So yeah, that's what we're looking at right there. I'll dive on into this more as it gets closer, and maybe have an episode over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. This Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over the Podbean app with myself and Alex Aina. No, we're going to try to squeeze one in there. I'm going to try to squeeze one in on Monday before Christmas arrives on Wednesday. And of course, we've got that bowl game coming next Thursday. But that's kind of a short look at Rutgers and how they got to this Rate Bowl, 7-5. They've won the last three of four. Your Wildcats, looking to get off schneid, have lost three of the last four. I don't need to remind you guys that they, at one point, were sitting 7-1 in clear position to get to Arlington. And obviously, we sit here December 20th, and yeah, they lost. They've lost three of four and get themselves knocked out of that. And here they are, they're going back to Arizona. K-State is no stranger to playing the postseason bowl games in the state of Arizona. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, freedom available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content. We'll be talking to you all throughout the weekend as usual. So if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, I'll suggest you do that right now. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content of this podcast. That's going to wrap things up for right now, this Friday edition of this podcast. Alex Aide out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.